beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
The service is usually over by now. And in fact, those of you who are coming in because you intended to miss the sermon and get the Kiddush, I have half good news for you. You didn't miss the Kiddush. But as a result, I'm going to severely abbreviate, because you can actually get a message across in very few words. Calvin Coolidge, who was famous for speaking very little, was once approached by a man who said, "I bet my wife that I could get you to say three words." And Coolidge said, "You lose." Pascal famously wrote a letter in which he said, "I'm sorry this is such a long letter, but I didn't have time to write a short one." Because sometimes it is more difficult to compress into a brief message than it is to write a long one. And even in an age of Twitter, where you don't actually get short messages, what you get are brief comments all day long from someone, which adds up into more talking than it would be if they just said something once. So here's the one message I want to bring. Passover and the book of Vayikra traditionally are all about sacrifices. That's what they're about. In fact, as Kayla taught this morning, sacrifice is the theme of the book and the theme of this Shabbat. And that is against the tradition of most of Jewish history for the past 2,000 years. It is not, since I mentioned Kayla, I'll mention Chloe, what your grandparents did. They didn't sacrifice, at least not in the temple. But Passover was all about the paschal sacrifice. And Leviticus is all about sacrifices in the temple. And when the temple was destroyed, and when sacrifices were no more, what we had to do was reinvent ourselves so that we were no longer the same people as we had been for hundreds and hundreds of years before. And when you ask yourself, why is this night different from all other nights? The reason is that on this night, in part, we remember what it is to have to change everything that you did and everything that you believed in and become new. People think of religion as something that stays the same. But everything that actually stays the same dies. The only way to continue is to change. And therefore, the Jewish people have reinvented themselves again and again and again in new lands, in new languages, in new ages, and for new reasons. The state of Israel is continuous with what it was before, but it's also completely different. Judaism is continuous with what it was before, but it's also completely different. And so the challenge that we have as individuals is the same challenge we have as a people. You can wake up tomorrow and be the same person that you are today. But what a missed opportunity. As people reinvent themselves, a person can reinvent himself or herself, and in that way stay true to who they have always been. That's what it means to have both continuity and change. It's to understand that God's words may be forever, but they're different in every age. And so as we approach this Pesach, think about all the ways in which you want to replicate everything that has been given to you. But remember the story of the two disciples of the rabbi, one of whom slavishly and exactly followed everything that the rabbi had told him, and the other who developed his own interpretations and his own ideas. And later in life they met, and one said to the other, "I'm so disappointed in you and so discouraged. I don't understand. I managed to follow everything our rabbi taught. Why didn't you?" And the other said, "Actually, I'm a better student of his than you are. Because you see, he grew up and left his rabbi. And I grew up and left mine. So let us grow up, learn from our rabbis, and also, as long as we stay members, leave them." Shabbat shalom.